ask the same question to Genesis about the way that he uses improvisation, but I mean, you improvise in a number of ways, not just with music, but also with images, and with cut-ups and jokes, and spoken word. So perhaps you can say something about why you are intrigued by that particular method.
That method? Yeah, well, over there is Brian Dahl, who's a guitarist, who I would say plays the guitar a bit like John Cage wanted to play the piano. In a nutshell, kind of a simple way of looking at it. Is Larry here somewhere? Larry Trench?
Still setting up? Yeah, it's upstairs with drummer.
He's a table player. He was a tablet player, we realised, and this time he's a table player. You'll see what we mean if you go up there. The Majesty began in the post office in the East Village of New York when Brian came up and introduced himself. And I'd just been asked to do some poems, which for, what's this guy, Mertzbau, right? Japanese noise guy. And I didn't know anyone in New York at the time, so I had no idea where to go and record these cheap. And dear Brian said, I'll help you do that. So I went down to his little studio and recorded these poems that I'd kept hidden away, I guess, on the computer. And it just sounded fantastic, and Brian had a real empathy with the way the words were working. And I'd taken some time off from music, partly because my arm was broken in 8 places, and I'd had various strange experiences with Harry Houdini and Love and Rockets, which we won't bother with. But the bottom line was that I sat back and just thought, I actually have no obligation to ever make music again. I have no obligation to ever speak again. I have no obligation to do anything again. I have worked very hard to talk to brick walls for a very long time. And this is my little moment where I have no choice but to consider if I ever reappear or not. I can just vanish right now. And then I spent a year just dealing with medical things. And during that year, I considered what it was that originally entranced me with performing and music and so on. And I realized it was sounds. It wasn't rock and roll. It wasn't people being skilled. It was just sounds, pure sounds, just weird, wonderful, amazing mixtures of sounds like a jigsaw. And the other thing was just words. That always ended up being the word man, the one who kind of said stuff. And that's what I started doing when I was a kid, was writing things down. Every day I write stuff down. So I thought, okay, then there you are. Here's your template. You like sounds and you like words. So that is the only way you can go next, is to, instead of thinking of a format or a formula or a preconceived idea, let's have their own life, which they do, and let the noises be absolutely the servants of the words, and then see what happens when the two fight. So we experimented. I kind of stole the tape back of the vocals from Mertzbau because I thought what he did was shit. Not here, is he? And then asked Brian to improvise to it on his own. And I said, you know what to do. And left him alone. And when I came back, he played it to me, and I said, you've done too much, less. Right? So he went away and he stripped out all this stuff that he just was basically his version of riffs. And suddenly he heard the words. And the words and the noises started to do this dance. And it was just so fantastic that we just thought, we want to do this again. Let's try it live.
Taking you back over 20 years, the inspiration behind the Bobby Whistle track, Never Sung, was that meant to,
medicine?
I've not heard that.
Oh, Journey Through a Body.
You're breathing, basically. You're using your diaphragm rather than the vocal cords. And we like all the samples, such as One Sticks in Mind, That's Really Good, and 39 Pence. Was that to... No, because every time I listen to that, Jen, on the headphones, it's like I'm imagining you on the operating table.
That's different, that one.
When people are under anesthetic and they've got like a maybe 20% chance of living, it like interferes with like your subconscious, and it's ultimately up to you whether you might carry on living or not, or like die there or then, you know. So, yeah, is that what you were trying to like induce in the listener?
That's what it was meant to be a post anaesthetic experience, yeah.
Oh, right, but it's certainly brought
about
in me. It's one of
my to resolve the question of improvisation, the simple answer is really just that if you don't leave space for what I call the divine, if you don't leave space for random chance, if you don't allow the noises and the words to have their own life, then you'll never discover something incredible because you're trying to impose form on it. So for me, every time we play, I'm living an adventure, which is what I'm listening to it too. I'm amazed and listening simultaneously with it coming. And that to me is the only reason to continue to even get on a stage and make sounds, is for that adventure, that moment of revelation and surprise and the unexpected. I'm not interested in knowing what's going to happen next.
Jesus. Is a transformation of genders then just improvisation?
Of course,
you know.
Yeah. Everything is going to be the same process. Okay, so.